Blog Talk Radio.
Kingdom down, Lord Jesus. Oh,
Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down.
Against building the
building
your kingdom, yeah.
Oh,
all over the land, you know what Satan. But the preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down. Good God Almighty, and yes,
for the preachers are gonna preach
your kingdom down. Oh yes, you've been
building
your kingdom. Oh yes, hallelujah. Not only that, but listen up, for the mothers are going to pray your kingdom down. Good God Almighty,
for
the mothers
are going to pray
your kingdom down. You know what, you know what,
you've
been building your kingdom. Not only that, but listen. Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Yes, we are. Oh, Satan, we're gonna bring it down. Oh, yes. I got one more verse, listen. But the deacons are gonna pray your kingdom down. Glory be to God
for the deacons.
God's morning, and welcome to Spend Time with God on the Purpose of Closures Blog Talk Radio Show. And I am your host, Cassandra Brand. Now, you know what we do here. We start our day off with affirmations. So let's get right to it.
Hello, my love. Welcome to Guided Affirmations by Lavender. Today, we will be reprogramming our mind with powerful affirmations for self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth. Affirmations help create new thought patterns in our mind, Through repeated listening and reciting, you can create new neural pathways in your brain, building new positive thought patterns and breaking any negative patterns you may have. Listen to this audio every day for 21 days as your daily morning affirmations or in the evenings right before you sleep. I will repeat each affirmation twice and then give you time to repeat after me. Feel free to recite these affirmations in your mind or out loud. I accept myself exactly as I am. I accept myself exactly as I am. I respect myself. I respect myself. I love and embrace all of me. I love and embrace all of me. I am radiant. I am radiant. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am confident in myself and my worth. I am confident in myself and my worth. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I love my body. I love my body. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. All of me is beautiful. All of me is beautiful. I am worthy. I am worthy. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I am good enough. I am good enough. I am powerful. I am powerful. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am a force. I am a force. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I prioritize myself and my well-being. I prioritize myself and my well-being. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. I love being my most authentic self. I love being my most authentic self. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am loved. I am loved. I choose love over fear. I choose love over fear. I am ready to step into my true power. I am ready to step into my true power. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to create my dream life. I have the power to create my dream life. I accept myself exactly as I am. I accept myself exactly as I am. I respect myself. I respect myself. I love and embrace all of me. I love and embrace all of me. I am radiant. I am radiant. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am confident in myself and my worth. I am confident in myself and my worth. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I love my body. I love my body. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. All of me is beautiful. All of me is beautiful. I am worthy. I am worthy. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I am good enough. I am good enough. I am powerful. I am powerful. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am a force. I am a force. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I prioritize myself and my well-being. I prioritize myself and my well-being. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. I love being my most authentic self. I love being my most authentic self. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am loved. I am loved. I choose love over fear. I choose love over fear. I am ready to step into my true power. I am ready to step into my true power. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to create my dream life. I have the power to create my dream life. Repeat these affirmations every day or as you need them and experience the positive changes they bring to your life. Sending you love and light. Namaste.
Those two words, I am, is very powerful. Now, if you notice in one of the affirmations, says, I am worth. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. My worth is an eight and cannot be taken away. You know, the number eight is completion, so that means that you are complete. That's powerful, isn't it? Amen. Now, we are doing this week we're doing a journal, a prayer journal on the names of God for this week. And one of the names of God is Elohim. meaning he is our creator. He's our creator. Amen. This is going to every day, daily, spending time with God goes to a different level. Now, it's impossible for your prayer to be effective if you don't have the knowledge of God. When I was a child, I used to sit in church and they say, well, you be disobedient, you're going to be turned over to a reprobated mind. God's going to take his hands off you. And that is a deception. You have to understand what reprobated mind means. Reprobated mind is when you don't acknowledge God and it pushes you down to hell. You don't have to die to go to hell. You can have hell right here on earth. That's why so many people go through so many things because they don't acknowledge God. You got so many narcissists think that they can fix it. They can do it. They don't even acknowledge God. I remember one time my pastor, Carl Turner, in Charlotte, North Carolina, had made a statement to a certain person. And he said, well, what part are you doing and what part is God doing? We have to acknowledge God as our creator in order for us to activate the creation in us because we are his children. You can call in, listen in. But if you call 319-527-6072. Please follow the broadcast to receive notifications. So then you could just click that button and listen in. When you signing up for following, they ask you for your email and you create an account. Doesn't mean that you necessarily have to start a broadcast. But if you led, and you got testimonies that start your broadcast. You can contact me through purposeclosure@gmail.com. If you are interested in some airtime, some advertisement, sponsorship, or even donations. If you got Cash App, contact me and I'll send you the link. If you don't have a Cash App account, you will be rewarded after you started your Cash App account when you make your first transaction. It's safe. I've been using it for years and have not had any problem. If you have any prayer requests or if you are a minister, and you want an interview or put your church on the map worldwide because we are in several different countries, you can contact me as well through purposeclosure@gmail.com. I want to give a shout out to our top five countries, United States, Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, and India. But there's many, many other more countries. So I'm just not looking for kin, friends, and relation. God gave me a vision. I was on this platform, and people were so far I couldn't even see, but they were reaching out, not to me, but to the anointing and the word of God. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a teacher. I am a child of God. I am a child of God, not looking for position or titles, religion. Because when you put yourself in a position and there's someone who got a higher position, you submit to them. I don't submit to no one but God. That's it. Cannot put me in a box. www.period.com. Now, we're doing this journal for this week. Elohim, my creator. If he is your creator, and he created you, and you his child, what does that make you? Example. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God said, let waters under the heavens be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. So the creation, the example of the creation is by our words. And words are affirmations. It's what you speak. That's why you have churches saying, hold your Bibles and make the confession. Well, really, it's just like an affirmation. You speak those words, but you got to believe what you speak. But make sure it lines up with the word of God and his purpose in your life. Amen. Before we get into the meat of the word, I want this, like I always tell you, it's my favorite song. Because if you lost everything, you still have everything because you have the creator who created you and you his child. That's why parents leave insurance policies of inheritance. Because they make sure that you're going to be taken care of. So let's listen to the words and we'll get back to the meat of the word.
If I lost everything and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. If I lost everything, yeah, didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. I still have everything. Yeah, yeah. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. I still have everything. Can you help me say it?
Thank you.
somebody, just think, if you lost everything, you know you still have everything. If you lost everything, you still have everything. Because Elohim, God the Creator, who is your father, you as his child, you still have everything. Just like when your father died, it's a generational thing. But what are we leaving our children? Slow motion to the left. Elohim is our creator. And as I said, description, true prayer is impossible without the knowledge of God Almighty as our creator. Just like you want respect from your children, he want respect from his children. Amen. Yeah, I'm going through something. I'm going through a process. I'm going through a process. And at the end of the week, I will give you the testimony. But I just want to make sure that you are taking notes. Study to show thyself approved. Write your vision on a tablet and run with it. Because a man without a vision will perish. You got to create your vision. Put it into manifestation by the words that you speak. It's not by your works. It's by the words that you speak that goes out in the atmosphere. It's about the vision. If you visualize being defeated, being a victim all the time, that's what you're going to get. That's where the power comes in operating in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God governs. I ain't talking about politics. That's why Caesar and all those people back in the old days, they were political. They were in politics. They were trying to maintain power within themselves by controlling, manipulating the people and tell them a whole bunch of lies. But God's word is true. He's not a man that he should lie. His word does not come back void. Amen. Ooh, I just love the word of God because it gives you wisdom. It teaches you how to survive on this earth until it's time. He is known and through the name of Elohim. He presents himself. His love, power, mercy, and glory to his creation. Without God, we can't have power, mercy, and glory. And I'm not taking away the word love. We have to love ourselves first. Because when you confessing that God is the head of your life and Jesus Christ your personal Lord and Savior, if you don't acknowledge that first, it's impossible to have an effective prayer. Because God knows our heart. That's why a lot of people get saved on drugs. I remember my daughter when she ran away from home and she was smoking weed and somebody put something in her drink. I left my job. It wasn't a permanent job, but no matter if it was permanent or temporary, my child came first. Oh, mama. I just took the picture of Jesus Christ and just embraced it in my heart. She found Jesus. Oh, mama, I found Jesus. That's why tough love is the best love. Because I was pregnant, 8 months pregnant. They had 11 o'clock. I pushed the couch against the wall because they had keys, against the door. They had keys. They was not getting in. When you don't acknowledge God, not that I felt like I was God, but I was very serious. I was going through a transition myself. And you have to take care of yourself first before you can help anyone. Because then you just recreating a hot mess in your family. And that's why tough love is the best love. And that's why in the Word of God says he chastised those who he loves. That's scripture. Took a different route that I was looking for, not looking for that I had planned. But the Holy Ghost, that's why you have to die to yourself. You have to die to yourself. You have to acknowledge God first before you want to be acknowledged. This is no joke. This is seriously spiritual warfare. You can't see it, but you will feel it. That's why you ain't got to die to go to hell. When you're in a reprobated mind and you acknowledge God and your situations in your life, it pushes you down to hell right here on earth. And people are hurting. People are going through different things. But I'm going to tell you one thing, what you got to do. Go in your prayer room.
There was a family on their way down south. And they had gone as far as they could go. And they made their way and they were driving on a dirt road. Storm came. The lightning started flashing. The young man that was driving the car lost control of the automobile. Ran off the road and everybody was all right except him. They got out of the car and just across the dirt road was a white house. They took him across there to that white house and knocked on the door, and the white lady came to the door and said, "Can I help you?" They said, "Ma'am, if you just let us, our brother just got in an accident. We want to just come in and make a telephone call. We want to call the doctor." They walked in and daughter got on the phone and the phone kept ringing and there was no answer. Finally, somebody picked up the phone and said, "I'm sorry, but the doctor's not here. He's out on his round." Somebody say yes here. Well, the daughter put that phone down and went back into the living room. And the little children, they were sitting there crying. They were all sitting there crying. And by that time, grandmama got out of the car. She made her way across that dirt road and she walked up to her and just opened up the screen door and she peeped in and she said, "How's my son doing?" And they told her, said, "Mama, we tried to call the doctor, but he was out on his rounds." She said, "Child, let me come in." She walked in and she looked at that white lady. She said, "Ma'am, do you have a closet?" She said, "Ma'am, do you have a closet?" The white lady looked at her and said, "If you want to use the phone, you can use the phone." She said, "No, ma'am, I don't want to use the phone, but I want to call my doctor, and I need to go to your closet." Wait a minute. She made her way to that closet. and there was just enough room for her to get in there. She walked in that closet. The children were walking behind her. She walked in that closet, and she closed the door, and before she talked to the Lord, she said this.
Oh,
listen. The Lord wanted America to know that there was an old lady in Statesboro, Georgia, that knew what it was to have Jesus to come in a room. Hey, hey, hey.
Yes, you got to go into your room, your prayer closet, because what you do secretly with God, he rewards you openly, and it will blow people's mind. But just make sure when you do that, you're not doing it as in resentment or narcissist, okay? Now, I would like to wide worldly open the doors and invite people to the souls, not people, souls, to salvation of God. And if you don't know Jesus, you have not personally received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and acknowledge the power of God, that he can use himself sacrificial, coming down from the heavens to the earth and dying to himself in representation as his son, which is his seed. It's still his seed. You know how men think, oh, it's my boy. Well, can you imagine what God, his mindset? All that you got to do, if you're ready to receive Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior, and your salvation, if thou should confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I do that. You said, Lord, repeat this. Please come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Take complete control of my life and help me to walk in your footsteps daily by the power of the Holy Spirit. Dear God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I admit that I am not right with you. And I want to be right with you. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. It's just that simple. But by words that create, because words are seeds, but you got to mean it from your heart. And it's going to be a journey. Ain't nobody, I'm not perfect, trust me. There's a God, but I know I'm not it. I got issues myself. I'm going to transition from adult industry world into the kingdom of God. And even though when I, years ago, entered the kingdom of God, there was still a battle. But that's why we have to, they tell you therapy. Ain't nothing wrong with therapy. But you need spiritual guidance. But that's how so many preachers have prostituted their anointing, distraught your intent of your heart of purity. That's why you got no God for yourself. Don't get caught in religion. Don't get caught in religion. Acknowledge God in all your ways, and he will direct your path. This is your host, Cassandra Brand, spending time with God on the Purpose of Closures Blog Talk Radio. You have a very blessed and productive day. Ciao.